Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, a.k.a. the professor of pop culture, and things are about to get real ugly in this bitch, okay? And I do mean ugly, bitch, so let's motherfucking do this right motherfucking now, all right? So it's a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, and you know I had to get on here and talk some shit about my best friend, Daystar. If you don't know, Daystar is one of my close friends. He also goes by the stage name of Tory Lanez. Yes, hey, Tory, how you doing? Yeah, that's my friend right over there. There he is. There he is. Don't be hiding behind them jail cells, Tory. Don't be hiding behind them jail cells. We see you. Shout out to my friend Tory, y'all. Anyways, law enforcement tells TMZ, Tory is what's being held in what's called the Administrative Segregation Unit, which is for inmates who cannot safely be housed with the rest of the folks behind bars. I read that backwards, but whatever. With that, Tory is only allowed out of his cell for 2 hours a day, and for those 120 minutes, he's by himself. We're told he is allowed to get some fresh air during recreation time, but that's only for 3 hours each week. This is the status quo for Tory as he waits to get shipped out of county jail for prison. Remember, the judge sentenced him to a decade behind bars after being found guilty of shooting Megan Thee Stallion. Okay, 10 years, just for those of you who don't know what a decade means. We're told Tory will be on the move within the next month. What is wrong with me? I have no idea. I'm such a bitch. I did not have to say that. Anyway, we're told Tory will be on the move within the next month when he will be transferred to an intake center. And that's when California will reveal which prison he'll be calling home for the duration of his sentence. In the meantime, we're told all jail staff is checking on Tory every 30 minutes, as they do with all the inmates in administrative segregation, and he's able to load up on goodies at the commissary. Commissary. Oop. We're told whatever Tory buys from commissary, snacks, soap, etc., goes with him to the big house, as well as any money he has on the books. I'm sure he got plenty on there, okay, because one thing that daddy here is going to do is make sure he's taking care of all the while spending his money while he's in prison. Okay. And I ain't mad at him. Tory's vowed to appeal and said he won't apologize to Meg, but this is his life for the time being. Now, the nerve of you to talk about you ain't apologizing to Meg. And you know what? And nothing needs to be said about that. Nothing needs to be said about the fact that he won't apologize. Because, I mean, he don't have to. The judge is doing all the apologies for him. He sentenced your ass to 10 years. That's the only apology she needs, you know. That's the sorry. So if I was him, I wouldn't say sorry either. Sorry for what? I lied. I did it. I lied. And I got caught. And now I'm going to prison for 10 whole motherfucking years. Like, Daystar down for, I'll say 6 years, really. 6 years is probably what he'll serve. But, yeah, goodbye. We don't even need to talk about that any further because what's there to talk about? He said he's not apologizing. You in jail. We're going to talk about your prison life now. we are going to check in on Daystar, okay? Mark my words. We've been following this story from day one. And we will be following everything that's going on with Mr. Daystar in the jail. Okay, I don't care about none of them other folks like R. Kelly and none of them dusty, dirty, musty, crusties. I don't give a fuck about none of them. But Mr. Daystar, I'm checking on you because, like I mentioned in the last pod, what I hated the most was the divide that this created between straight men and women. You know, this created such a huge divide, and to know that you had all these guys riled up to go against women, Meg Thee Stallion to be specific, and to go against black women in the way that they did, all because you lied, it is absolutely disgusting, absolutely unforgivable. No apologies necessary because you won't be forgiven. And, you know, nobody needs you to apologize and do all that. Like, we good on that. You know what I'm saying? So I will be following him, and that's it. Period. So this one I'm gonna freestyle a little bit. If you don't know, there is a black man serving on the Supreme Court as we speak. His name is Judge Clarence Thomas, Is he Clarence Thomas III, the fourth, or anything like that? I'm not 100% sure. I do have an article up right now because I've been reading about this all weekend or whatever. Still don't know a damn thing about it. I'm still so confused by everything that's being said. But I'm like, I've got to talk about this because this is nothing new. It's nothing surprising. But it's just like when you know things, it's one thing. But to know things and have it confirmed is a whole nother thing. So Mr. Clarence Thomas is the second black man, or is it second black person in general? I think it might be second black person in general, ever to serve on the Supreme Court after the Thurgood Marshall. Okay, and if you don't know who Thurgood Marshall is, then you need to do your research. Yes. So Mr. Justice Clarence Thomas, anyways, this man, y'all, if I'm not mistaken, he is openly Republican, right? Let's look it up. This man is openly Republican. Clarence Thomas. Can y'all hear me typing? I'm sorry if you can. Clarence Thomas, Republican. Is he a Republican? Political affiliation. Yes, he's been called the most conservative member of the Supreme Court. Oh, okay. So just so you know, he's very conservative, very Republican, which is fine. You know, like I said, I'm neither Republican nor Democrat, but I mean, there is one that's a little more, seems to be outright evil, although I do appreciate outrightness versus pretending to be good and then hiding your hand when bad shit go down and you know you had a hand in it. You know what I'm saying? So, but with that being said, this man, you all, has reportedly and allegedly, although it ain't nothing that needs to be alleged, baby. This is facts. They done found you out, sir. This man has been accepting gifts from rich people. He's been accepting when I say gifts, I don't mean gifts like Christmas time, bitch. No, I mean Christmas every day for those with expensive tastes. I'm talking, what Beyonce said in the song? Yachting in Capri. What's she saying in the song? I forgot how she said it, but she said something like yachting in Capri. And he is yachting in Capri, Bora Bora, on expensive golf trips. He's got rich people paying for his grandkids' private schools and things like that, or his grandkids or whoever it was. He's got these people buying him the Rolls Royce of RVs. Okay, if you know what an RV is, he's got them buying him the Rolls Royce version of it. Okay, the most expensive one. Okay, he's got $19,000 Bibles. Like, y'all, I mean, the list literally goes on. Like, and when I say go on, like, I mean goes on. Like, I'm literally looking at the list right now, and it's just like, he's got the condo on wheels. He's got, he's getting skyboxes at, what do you call those, big sporting events. Like, I don't know if he was at the Super Bowl, but basically he'd be at the Super Bowl in the skybox chilling. Like, Justice Clarence Thomas has been living so well. I mean, so well, thanks to his conservative rich friends, such as the likes of, I'm just using this person as an example. I don't actually know if they are friends, but such as the likes of like Elon Musk. You get what I'm saying? And y'all, it's just so much to get into. I feel like I personally can't do it any justice by saying and listing all the things, but just know he has received so many things. Let me see if I can find like a specific list of everything he's gotten. Well, let me continue reading this one. I don't like the way they did it though. But yes, y'all, $19,000 Bible. Y'all, all kinds of shit. And when I tell you that $19,000 Bible is nothing compared to the amounts of money they've spent on this man to make sure he lives good, so that he can approve and disapprove things in the 1%'s favor. Something that's coming out to make it very, very clear, as if though we didn't already know, that Justice Clarence Thomas is here for the 1%. He is one of those old, ignorant, nasty black men that have their face screwed up, that look at you all strange and, you know what I'm saying, talk to you weird. He's the type that will look at you and call you a faggot, okay? He is that type of black man. He is the type of man that snuffs his nose at those who sag their pants and things of that nature. He's the type to keep his nose in the air when he's walking through the hood. He's the type to roll through the hood and roll up his windows and lock his doors. That's the type of black man he is. You can tell. There are just some of us who are just like, all skin folk ain't kin folk. This man ain't never been no skin folk, okay? He ain't never been no kin folk. He's nothing but skin folk. You understand? It's just very sad that people go to work every day, work hard, do all they can, only to have the government, the people, the system that's supposed to be for the people, as according to the founding fathers, holding you back. And to know that there are corrupt things like what you assume would be going on, is just so hurtful, so disgusting, so I can't even begin to really describe it. It's just like, it's just too much. It's just hard knowing that we're doing all this to have you all fighting us along the way just to please the 1% so you can have a little bit of taste of how they live. Not realizing that if you just make life decent for the rest of us, for everybody, everybody can get a taste of a good life. Everybody can understand what good quality of life is. You know, instead of snubbing others and looking down your nose at them, why not help them? Instead, you're only thinking about yourself, which is great. People should think about themselves. But at what point does your empathy stretch towards others? At what point do you realize that you've made it to a certain point to where now you can help others and be of service to others, which is what you signed up to do? You signed up to be of service to the people, yet you're doing everything for self. Mind you, people who are below the Supreme Court, you all, has to follow certain guidelines and ethics as part of their employment. They have to follow certain things. If they accept gifts and things like that, they're in big trouble. So why is it that someone in Mr. Clarence Thomas' position get to do the things that they say their employees can't? At what point are they the example? At what point do they show us that they are for the people? They constantly rub in our faces and show us that they are not here for us. So what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing here? That's what I want to get down to the bottom of. What are we doing here? And not to mention, people are kind of calling for his resignation. I do not think he will ever step down. I don't think he will step down. I don't think the people around him will hold him accountable and make him step down. I will say this, something I did read over the weekend when I was reading about it, is that this is going to make the Supreme Court less credible. This is going to make the Supreme Court a joke. This is going to make us as the people think and look at the Supreme Court like, what's your purpose again? Because you all are going to do whatever it is to uphold the 1% and not give a damn about the rest of us because they treat you all well. Even though the 1% has enough money to make sure we can all live luxurious and good, make sure the world is a better place. But see, then people wouldn't have anybody to look down on. They wouldn't have anybody to say, hey, I'm better than you. They wouldn't have anyone to be superior over. A lot of those 1%ers feel like they are superior over the rest of us. And they like that feeling. So why would I help you little people? Why would I help you who have the brain, who has the brains to get to where I'm at? Get to where I'm at. And you become more superior than me. You become an even bigger trillionaire than me. You know what I'm saying? Why would I do that? Why would they do that? They wouldn't. That's the thing. They wouldn't. They won't. It won't ever happen. Elon Musk, didn't he promise like all those people like to end world hunger? Didn't he say he was going to end world hunger, bitch, or something like that? And never did. Ain't never did. He reneged on that. Ain't never did. There's a lot of things they be claiming they're going to do. Even Mark Zuckerberg, like they talking about this fight between him and Elon Musk. I don't give a fuck. Why the fuck are they playing in our faces right now? Why the fuck are we accepting it? It's completely unacceptable. I don't give a flying fuck. I hope they fight at that goddamn Colosseum, bitch. The historic one, the damn people, the Romans or whoever it is over there, with the damn Coliseum. Y'all done lost your mind even considering letting these motherfuckers come in there and fight. Something so historic and it's been around for a long time. It's already crumbling. I hope they fight in there and I hope that shit crumble right around them. Lock them all in there, baby. Lock them all in. I hope that shit fall right on their goddamn head. I hope bricks, stone, and anybody who pay to go see that shit or anything like that, I hope that shit fall right on your fucking heads. I hope they can't find y'all. They're gonna be like, it's nothing but rubble. And so far, we have seen no survivors. That would be mass situation, you know. But I hope Mother Nature do her thing and let the wind blow the right way and that whole shit just shift and fall right on the motherfuckers. Okay, because I'm tired of these rich people playing in my face. Y'all ain't tired of these rich people playing in y'all face? I am done with it. I am too through. Justice Clarence Thomas, go to hell. Go to hell for everything you've ever done, for every... You're nothing but a vermin. You are a disease. You're a cancer to the American people. You are no good for us. You deserve everything you get whenever it happens to you. Trust me, no good will come from this. You see what happened to Bill Cosby ass. If you think it's too late, it ain't, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Bill Cosby is currently out, if I'm not mistaken, but he don't know no peace. See, he did his little time, but he don't know no peace. He don't know no peace. Trust me, as old as he is, honey, those were precious years wasted sitting in that jail. How long he sat in there? I don't even know if it was years, but there was time wasted when he sat in that jail, I promise you. And he don't know nothing about peace, and he never will know peace. The only day he'll know peace is when his eyes close, and that's exactly what he deserved. And Justice Clarence Thomas, that's exactly what you deserve. No peace until your eyes close for good, bitch. All right, you all, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, a.k.a. the professor of pop culture. Okay, and things did get a little bit ugly in here today, okay? Now, actually, I don't really have much else to say, but thank you, and just remember this, you're the shit, I'm the shit, we the shit, okay? Have a great day, everyone.